Old Central Victoria, Deborah Harry on One That Man on the home stretch. We do have thanks to Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. Well, the announcement earlier today by the Victorian government to ease restrictions no doubt will help out a lot of volunteer organisations. And joining us to talk about that and so much more is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, Helen Yorston. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Daniel. And yes, some excellent news on this sunny afternoon that here that life might just start to resume back to normal, whatever normal looks like, isn't it?
That is true. So what has happened over the last couple of hours since the Premier has made the announcement in relation to potentially those who may have shut? Are they going to open over the next couple of days, over the next week?
Well, I think it will take a little while for community organisations to open up.
Yep.
And I know for ourselves in the library, we won't open up actually until next week because the library, you know, the capacity aspect and people will be naturally wanting to come back to the library and, you know, restock up on books and movies and all those sorts of things. But the Volunteer Centre will, of course, definitely still have telephone service and remote service for a little while. But I still think it's a great opportunity for people to think about how they can be connecting with community to get us out and about a little bit and start enjoying some life.
Well, let's get into a couple of opportunities then, shall we? St John of God Hospital is seeking some volunteers.
Yes, that's right. And our health services certainly have been missing their volunteers. And I know that James, the volunteer coordinator, has been just starting to welcome back volunteers. And, of course, we hit the lockdown. But volunteers often help out in the coffee shop or at reception, at the front office, or with the mobile library that they have, trolley that they have at St John of God. And, of course, these roles require cheerful, physically active people who enjoy walking and talking and have the ability to push the wheelchairs around. So that's something for people to think about. Or on the nice sunny days like today, why not support the Otis Foundation and with some gardening? And the Otis Foundation has some fantastic accommodation cottages for women and families who are recovering from breast cancer. So if helping out in the garden appeals to people, why not give us a call and we can tell you some more information about that opportunity.
Helen Yorston is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre joining us this afternoon talking about some volunteering opportunities. The Golden Dragon Museum are seeking a number of positions to be filled.
Yes, well, tourism. Where would we be without our fantastic tourism volunteers? And of course, yes, the Golden Dragon Museum, highlighting and showcasing the Chinese and our cultural history in Bendigo. So you don't have to speak Chinese or even know much because you get on-the-job training with the Chinese and learn about their art and their history. So if anyone who's listening would like to be a volunteer on the front counter and welcoming visitors to town, and we certainly want to make sure we're welcoming visitors to Bendigo now that we can get out and about, why not give Hugo or Maggie a call tomorrow on 5441 5044, or you can send an email to museum officer at the Golden Dragon Museum and find out more information also from the Volunteer Centre. And, of course, during this challenging time, Daniel, I think where would we be with our fantastic lifelong volunteers? And I think we need to say three cheers for those volunteers who have been supporting vulnerable people in our community. But as per usual, they are always looking for more volunteers. So if you've got a good listening ear and are prepared to do some training and a commitment for 12 months or so, maybe volunteering with Lifeline is for you.
Yep.
Or maybe you're a great one and have an interest in fashion and retail and good customer service. The MS shop out at Strath Village are always looking for more volunteers to join their happy team. And if you're great at creating displays and things like that, that might be just the role for you. Often some good computer skills, so to make sure you know how to use the till. You do have to be fit and able to stand for a while. And police checks, of course, are required. So for any of those roles or interesting information, you're welcome to send us an email or Google Bendigo Volunteers, or next week when we're back in the office for sure, give us a ring on 5441 1404. But in the meantime, I think, let's support our local businesses. Go out and have a cup of coffee because we can actually get out and about. or go out for dinner with some your family members, or keep supporting our local tourism industries and all sorts of businesses, I think, need our support.
You couldn't have said it better myself. Helen, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Let's catch up next week, and hopefully some more community places are able to open up and we'll have some more opportunities.
Fantastic. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you very much. So just going through those opportunities there, St John of God Hospital seeking volunteers, Otis Foundation, Golden Dragon Museum, Lifeline, Central Victoria, Mallee, if you do need help, 13 11 14 with that one, and Multiple Sclerosis Op Shop at Strathfield. So plenty of volunteering opportunities there. So we'll have all those up on our website. But as Helen said, just Google Bendigo Volunteers. It is Gold Central Victoria, the home stretch.